Pitch comes set. And the 0-1. Swung and ripped down the right field line. It's a fair ball. And it'll bounce out of play. A ground rule double. Scoring is Straw. 12-8 Indians. And Jose Ramirez delivers a two-out RBI double down the right field line. His 19th double. And it gives him 62 runs batted in. And the Indians have absolutely battered this reinforced White Sox bullpen.
There we go. 722 at WEOL. Time to talk Indians baseball with Bob DiBiase of the Tribe. Brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience in Oco, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads. That was from the Saturday when we had, right? Yeah. Crazy games on here. I thought we were, had that game in hand, and then it was a closer score by the end of that. But playing the White Sox hard, just not getting get as much as they had hoped for over the weekend. Bob, good morning. How are you today?
Oh, good morning, gentlemen. Doing well. You have a game that's 12-11 on Saturday, and then, of course, in baseball style, it's 2-1 the very next day. And we're what, 7-7 against the White Sox thus far this season. Been interesting matchups. Most every game has been rather interesting. Put together a real nice season, and we're chasing them. Going to be a tough chase here with 2 months of baseball to go, but they're leading our division, and it's a tough little road trip here going to Chicago and Toronto. For those who don't see it on their schedule, we have a game today at 3:00, a makeup game. So four straight north of the border.
As an Indians affiliate, I am happy to know, we know that it's on the schedule. Though I had a Friday when I was making things up, I'm like, wait, what's this game that's going on here? But I applaud Jim Rosenhaus for sending out emails just to make sure everybody had everything on set. Because I don't know the news out of the Indians camp. You get the news earlier on Friday with Terry Francona stepping aside. Yes. So he's going to get surgery and things done and medical issues taken care of. And then with the trading deadline, the Indians' Twitter account, I couldn't keep up. It was like that Beatles song, Hello, Goodbye. They would welcome players, say goodbye, we appreciate your time. And it was a little confusing at that time, but I guess that's what happens when you're dealing. You kind of drag to see who's, if the market's hot, you kind of have to kind of make some of the different deals on that.
Yeah. Well, there were a few players that we knew were drawing interest. Your veteran guys, Cesar Hernandez and Eddie Rosario, you certainly knew were going to be looked at by other ball clubs. And what made sense for us is we provide opportunities for different players. I guess through the whole thing, Miles Straw, who is now our center fielder and leadoff hitter, I guess that was probably the biggest news, because we have identified a center fielder and a leadoff hitter and going to just allow him to settle in and see if he can be that dynamic leadoff hitter and outstanding center fielder that we've been looking for. There's no question. What's the old adage that you can't tell the players without a program?
Right.
I guess in today's world, it's you can't tell a player without Indians.com. So, you've got to go to our website and figure out all the different moves that were made during the trading deadline.
You don't have any like bobbleheads that are now going to have to be sent back to the I wonder. Can we borrow the head? We'll just give you the body of the other guy if we want to trade the heads to the other teams, the PR departments on that.
I'm not sure about that off the top of my head, but we'll have a day for them somewhere, somehow. We'll make sure, if that's the case, we'll get rid of them. Now, one thing you mentioned about Tito as well, he's just been struggling, as we all know, with his health for the last year, and it just makes all the sense in the world that he go take care of himself. And allow this extra time. These extra 2 months will be huge in getting him ready to hopefully be back leading this baseball team when we all gather in Goodyear, Arizona in mid-February.
So, Bob, what do we need to know about DeMarlo Hale?
Yeah, DeMarlo, well, he's a longtime baseball guy. He was for many, many years the bench coach for Terry Francona at the Boston Red Sox, you know, when they went to the World Series and such. So, you know, just really a solid, solid baseball man. You know, handing over the reins, pretty simple. You know, it does go from bench coach to manager. You know, people wondered when Sandy took over in the pandemic year in 2020. But this really does lessen the maneuvering of different coaches all around. We brought Mike Sarbaugh in from third base coach to be the bench coach. One of our assistant coaches runs out to third base for us. And, but DeMarlo's a guy that, yeah, he's a veteran baseball coach. He's been alongside both Carl Willis, our pitching coach, and Terry Francona for many, many years. So there's some terrific familiarity there.
All right. Well, we're getting ready for some series against Toronto. And again, the 3:07 or first pitch today, 2:35. Indians warm up with Rosie and Hammy joining us later on today. So we look for some more as baseball goes, no matter what happens, the games keep rolling on. And this month of August, we'll have a lot. And Bob, we will talk again next Monday. Appreciate your time today.
You got it, gentlemen. Have a great week. Go try. Take care.